This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Chinese Premier Li Qiang congratulates newly appointed Prime Minister Balinder Shah, commits to strengthen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Police arrest former Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak. CPNUML demands their immediate release. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung clarifies that the arrest is not an act of revenge but the beginning of justice. And 7 people killed as avalanche hits mountain pass near Indian-controlled Kashmir. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balinder Balan Shah has expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister of India and the President and Prime Minister of Pakistan and expressed his commitment to work together to further strengthen the close bilateral relations. Prime Minister Shah expressed his gratitude through social media for the congratulatory messages he received separately from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Pakistani President Ashraf Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. Premier of China Li Qiang has congratulated Balinder Shah on his appointment as the Prime Minister of Nepal. In a congratulatory message, Premier Li said, China and Nepal are traditional neighboring countries linked by mountains and rivers, enjoying a long-standing friendship. He said that over 71 years, bilateral ties have grown based on the 5 principles of peaceful coexistence. According to the Chinese embassy in Kathmandu, China also reaffirmed support for Nepal's government, sovereignty and development and expressed readiness to work with Prime Minister Shah to advance the Belt and Road Initiative and expand cooperation. Furthermore, he reaffirmed China's commitment to strengthening the China-Nepal friendly strategic cooperative partnership for development and prosperity. CPNUML has demanded the immediate release of its chairperson and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. A secretariat meeting condemned the arrest as against democracy and the rule of law and called for a high-level judicial probe into the Gen Z movement. The 2 leaders were arrested this morning based on a probe commission's recommendations. The police stated that UML chairperson Oli was arrested this morning from Gundu in Bhaktapur and briefly kept at the Bhadrakali Best District Police Range before taken for a health checkup at Thrivan University Teaching Hospital. Meanwhile, former Home Minister Lekhak was apprehended from his residence in Katunje of Bhaktapur. According to the family source, he is presently being held at Nepal Police Battalion 2 in Maharajganj. The new cabinet, led by Balinder Shah, decided to implement a probe commission's recommendations on the Gen Z movement, which called for legal action against former Prime Minister Oli and former Home Minister Lekhak. Acting on this, police arrested them early this morning. Meanwhile, CPNUML states nationwide protest against Oli's arrest, with tensions rising in parts of Kathmandu. Police detained 7 protesters near Simhadarbar's South Gate and a large number of security personnel have been deployed across the valley to maintain order. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung said, "There is no one above the law." Home Minister Gurung has clarified that detention of the then Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who were implicated by the commission formed for inquiry into the September 8 Gen Z uprising for investigation, is not an act of revenge. Taking to his social media Facebook, Home Minister clarified that the arrest is not against anyone as revenge, it is merely the beginning of justice. He also expressed confidence that the country will now take a new course. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has instructed security agencies to firmly uphold law enforcement across the country. During an inspection of the district police range at Jawlak Hill, of Lalitpur district today, Minister Gurung directed the security officials to carry out their duties in a transparent and accountable manner. According to Gautam Mishra, Superintendent of Police and and spokesperson of the district police range of Lalitpur, the newly appointed home minister also visited the police circle at Satobato in Lalitpur as a part of his inspection. Earlier today, Minister Gurung conducted an inspection of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office at Ramsahapath in Kathmandu. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timmul Sinha has directed the employees to carry out works in a way that the people get to instantly experience it. Acquiring information on the works of the ministry today, Dr. Timmul Sinha urged the Ministry of Communications to deliver quick, people-centered services, emphasizing efficient and responsive work that benefits the public. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now to remaining news. Foreign Minister of China Wang Yi on Friday congratulated Shishir Khanal on his appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In a congratulatory message, Wang, who is also a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, stated that China and Nepal are traditional friendly neighbors. He also expressed China's willingness to work closely with Minister Khanal to implement shared agreements and further strengthen the Nepal-China strategic partnership. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 7 people died and 5 were injured when an avalanche hit the Dozila Pass, a high mountain pass close to the Indian-controlled Kashmir. The Xinhua news agency cited a local official on Saturday as saying several vehicles were also trapped under the debris after the natural disaster and the mishap left the highway completely blocked. According to the latest reports, rescue work had been completed as the dead bodies were recovered and the injured were admitted to a local hospital. 22 migrants have died off the coast of Greece after 6 days at sea in a rubber boat, survivors told the Greek Coast Guard Saturday. The Coast Guard led Friday said 26 people, including a woman and a minor, were rescued by a Frontex European Border Agency vessel off the Crete. Survivors said the bodies of those who had died were thrown into the sea. Two survivors were taken to the hospital in Heraklion on Crete, the Coast Guard said. A migrant boat that left Tobruk of Libya for Greece on 21st of March drifted at sea for 6 days without food or water after losing direction. The Coast Guard said during the journey, the passengers lost their bearings and remained at sea for 6 days without food or water. Survivors said smugglers ordered the bodies of victims to be thrown overboard. Greek authorities have arrested 2 suspected smugglers. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi province and hilly and mountainous regions of the country and partly cloudy conditions in the remaining regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the Koshi province along with hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chinese Premier Li Qiang congratulates newly appointed Prime Minister Balendra Shah, commits to strengthen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Police arrest former Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak. CPNUML demands their immediate release. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung clarifies that the arrest is not an act of revenge but the beginning of justice. And 7 people killed as avalanche hits mountain pass near Indian-controlled Kashmir. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.